We're up to the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines down, the last word in the line, Velema. And the Gemara asks, Velema Chatasov Tochiach. So going back to the words of Rava, and Rava needed to invoke a proof from Minchas Chote, because Minchas Chote is a Karban HaMechaper, and yet it's not Nifsal B'Knisas HaDam. Well, in the case of Mincha, there is no Dam, but rather Knisa Lifnim HaHechal. In other words, we have a machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer about the status of Dam Osham, where the Dama Osham Shenichnas Lifnim into the Heichal is possible or not. The Chachamim say no, and Rabbi Eliezer says yes, because Rabbi Eliezer operates with the Hekesh of Kachatos Ke'osham. And the Gemara asks the question on the Chachamim, if you recall, back on Daf Yudam and Beis, why don't the Chachamim accept that Hekesh of Kechatos Ka'osham, and therefore Dam Ha'osham is Nifsal, the Osham is Nifsal, the Knisas Domo Lifnim. And Rava said that Osham Nichnas Domo Lifnim could not possibly be possible. That's the logic of the Chachamim. We have to be machshir the Osham in such a case with a Kal V'chomer from Ola, because Ola is more chomer than Osham in that it's kolil. There's no achilas Adam whatsoever, and yet the law is, and that's according to everybody, whether it's Chachamim or Rabbi Eliezer, that with regard to Karban Ola, if Dama Nichnas Lifnim into the Heichal, Kshera Osham, relative to Ola, insofar as it's Nechal, it's not Kolil, is certainly Einu Nifsal B'Knisas Domo LeHeichal. And if you'll ask, well, maybe Ola has a Kula, and that's why it's Kosher in Nichnas Domo, because it's Einu Mechaper, whereas Osham has a Kapara element, and maybe because of that Chumra of Kapara is Nifsal B'Knisas Domo, so I'll prove to you from Minchas Chote, because Minchas Chote has the Kapara element, and yet it's not possible B'Knisas Lifnim. And now the Gemara wants to know, V'Lema Chatas Ov Tochiach, why does Rav have to invoke a proof from Minchas Chote? Why doesn't he quote Chatas Ov, which again is a chatos hamechaperes, and yet einu nifseles b'knisas domo lifnim? Because a chatos ha'of does have dam, so why stretch your arm out to the case of minchas chote where there is no dam? It would be more of a comparable analogy if you quoted the case of chatos ha'of, which has dam, and in that sense, the Chatas Ha'of is very similar with its Dam to Dam Osham. Why do you quote Mincha, which doesn't even have Dam at all? So the Gemara answers, Chatas Ha'of Baya de Rabbi Avinhi, because Rava didn't want to get into a Suffolk, that's the Suffolk of Rabbi Avin, with regard to Chatas Ha'of, whether Dama is Nifsal B'Knisas Dama Lifnim, whether the Chatas becomes possible if the Dam was brought inside the Heichal. Now again, in the case of an Oaf, when we talk about the Dam entering into the Heichal, it's a little bit different than a case of a Behema, because in the case of Behema, after the Shechita is Kabal Sadam and a Klisharis, and then you carried the Klisharis with its Dam inside the Heichal, that's not what goes on in the case of Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of is what's called Minatzavar, which means that in the case of Chatas Of, there's no Kabbalah Saddam in a Klishores, but they do a kind of a Mitsui where they squeeze the dam straight from the oaf onto the Mizbeach. But in any event, if he did that squeezing, kind of a Bimkom Zrika on the Chatas Of, and it went inside the Heichal, then that would be similar to the case of Zrika Saddam in Adam Asham inside the Heichal. And in the case of Chatas Of, despite the fact that it has a kapara like Asham, it's not Nifsal, and therefore we should certainly derive Asham from Chatas Of. And the Gemara answers that Chatas Of is a suffek of Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Ovin vacillated back and forth as to whether or not bringing the dam that's on the tzavra of the oaf inside the heichal passels the carbon or does it not. Now, in the case that we had before of Minchas Chote, and we said Eino Nifsal B'knisasa Lifnim, then we're not talking about dam here. Obviously, in Mincha, there's no dam, but it means that in the Gemara's objection here, meaning when the Gemara says, why prove anything from Mincha, is because since there's no dam, it's not a similar parable, it's not a parallel case to Asham where there is dam. Now the Gemara goes on and analyzes Rava's proof from Minchas Chote. The Gemara says, "V'lifroch mala Minchas Chote shekein einu min zevach." How can you prove anything about Asham from Mincha? Asham is a min zevach, and the ikar is the dam, and therefore there might be a din of a psul of knisas double lifnim. Masha enkein Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote doesn't have any dam. It's not a zevach. There's no shechita, obviously. So the Gemara answers that if you would object with this pircha, I would say ola tochiach. In other words, even though ola is a min zevach, the shechita is dam, nevertheless it's not nifsal b'knisas dama. And we should equate asham with ola. Again, you're going to have a problem with ola because ola has the kula of the fact that it's not a mechaperes, it doesn't have kapara, but then we'll go back to Minchas Chote, which does have a kapara. So that's the thrust of the Gemara here. V'chazer adin. In other words, anytime you put a pircha, whether you put a pircha against ola, and you say, well, maybe ola is lakula because it's not a kapara, and then I'll quote to you Minchas Chote, which is a kapara, but it has a different kula because it's not a zevach, is lo roi zeh k'roi zeh, lo roi zeh k'roi zeh. So that each one has a kula, but it's a different kula. So when we join forces here between ola and Minchas Chote, we can certainly create a tzara shava. And basically, what we're going to say is that if each one has a kula and you want to attribute the eino nifsal b'knisas double lifnim to that kula, then I'm going to prove to you from the other one that doesn't have the kula. So since the din is eino nifsal b'knisas double lifnim in both these cases, I could always throw you from one to the other. If you'll object because maybe there's a kula in this one, in Ola, so I'll say, well, that kula doesn't exist in Minchas Chote. And if you'll say there's a kula in Minchas Chote, I'll say, well, there is no kula, such kula in Ola. So again, to review the specifics here, if you're going to tell me that the kula of Ola is the fact that it's lacking in a kapara element, so I'll tell you, what about Minchas Chote, which has a kapara element? And if you'll tell me, on the other hand, that the Minchas Chote has a kula, that it's not a zevach, I'll always quote to you Ola, which is a zevach, and yet there's no psul of Knisas Domo Lefidim. and therefore atzar shavish behen shein kodshe kodshim v'nichnas lifnim ksherim afani ovi osham shu kodesh kadoshim v'nichnas domo lifnim kosher. So an olaz kodshe kodshim and a minchas chote is kodshe kodshim. We'll soon see why a mincha is kodshe kodshim. And an asham is kodshe kodshim, and therefore we can equate the three and say in all these cases, nichnas domo lefnim is kosher. The only case where nichnas domo lefnim is possible then, according to this logic of Rava, in explaining the shitas chachamim, is only the case of chatos. Amalei Rava mi Barnish l'Rav Ashi. This Rava is not happy with the classical Rava. The Lifrach, we should have a pircha on this tzad hashoveh, because mala tzad hashoveh shebehen, if you can equate Ola with Minchas Chote, shekein ein lehem kitzva. Remember we discussed earlier that Oshem has a chumra that's very unique, in that the amount of money that you spend on the Oshem has a bare minimum. It has a shir lamata. It's got to be shoveh not less than shnei sloim. And that's not true neither in the case of Ola nor in the case of Minchas Chote. So both Ola and Minchas Chote have a certain common kula and vis-a-vis the chumra of Oshem. Elahainu time the Rabbanon. So we have to come up with a new explanation why Asham is not going to be pasul b'knisas domo lefnim diomakra, based on the pasuk in Chatos, the extra word, or as we'll see, the extra letter in the parash of Chatos in Vayikra Vav, where it says v'chol Chatos asher yuva midama, that's a mapik, hey, it's dam el ol moed l'chaper b'kodesh lo teochel b'esh tisaref. That's the source for the psul of knisas domo lefnim. Lefnim here, the hechel means is called by the Torah the oel moed. And why does it say dama? It means dama shel zo velo dama shel acher. The Torah goes out of its way to emphasize that this is a unique halacha that applies exclusively to a chatos, that the knisas domo lefnim passes the karban. The idach, what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do? He extends this din of psul knisa dam bifnim to Asham as well. What is he going to do with dama? And he says that the dama is not coming to exclude Asham, but rather dama v'lo b'sara. The Torah wants to emphasize that if you bring the basar of the chatos into the heichal, that doesn't pass the karma. What passes the karma is bringing the dam which is the essence of the mechaper, that is not to be taken inside the heichal. The idach, and the chachamim hold that you could derive two exclusions from this very pasuk. Why? Because there's a word and there's an extra letter that's attached to the word. The din itself is going to be derived from dam, that dam is coming to exclude basar, and the psul of knisas dam doesn't apply to knisas basar, but dama, the extra hay, is coming to tell you that only in the case of dam chatos is the psul of knisa, but not in the case of dam asham. V'idach, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the word and the extra letter of dama, the hay at the end of the word? Dam damalo darish. In other words, once you need the dam in order to exclude basar, then the Torah says dama, because that's the natural way you speak. You know, in Lashon Kodesh, you know, when you talk about dam, you talk about it's dam. Now the Gemara asks the following question: Bishleim l'Rabbanon diAmri Asham sheshchato shelo lishmo kosher. In other words, the Rabbanon hold that the din of shelo lishmo that passes the carbon is unique to chatos and doesn't apply to asham. Hainu de iskish mincha lechatos u'mincha liyasham. We're going to have a pasuk in Vayikra Vav that equates asham and that equates mincha to both a chatos and an asham. Remember, we mentioned before that Mincha has the status of Kodshei Kodshim. That principle is derived from the pasuk that we're studying. But in that pasuk that we're studying, the Torah went out of its way to equate Mincha not only with Chatas but also with Asham. And according to the Rabbanan, that's excellent. Why? Because the equation between Mincha and Chatas, which is in the pasuk, that's going to teach you the din of Kodshei Kodshim, that Mincha has the status of Kodshei Kodshim. And the equation between Mincha and Asham is going to tell you that there's no psul of Shalol Lishma, just like in Asham there's no psul of Shalol Lishma. The Sanya we learned in the Brice, Reb Shimon Omer, it says in the parasha of Mincha and Vayikravav, Kodesh Kodashim hi kachatos v'cha Asham. The Torah went out of its way to equate Mincha not only with Chatas but also with Asham. And what we're talking about here is not a Minchas Nedava. There is a possibility of bringing a voluntary Karban Mincha, but an obligatory Mincha is a Minchas Chote. Now, what's the case of a Minchas Chote? That's the case of a Karban Ola V'Yored, let's say, for example, in Shavuos Ha'edus, where the Tovea is Mashpia, a person will call him Ruvain that he doesn't have Eidus to give, or actually has to be Mashpia to Eidim, and they took the Shvuah. Now the truth comes to light that they took a false oath. They have to bring a Karban Chatos, and that Chatos is called an Olev Yored, which means in a case of poverty they can bring a Minchas Soles instead of a Karban, instead of a Chatos Behema. The same Olav Yored in Chatos applies to Shvuas Bitui, a false oath, and Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. So that's called a Minchas Chote, or a Minchas Chatos, if you will. And Rabbi Shimon points out here in the Braisa that when the Torah goes out of its way to equate a Mincha with a Chatos, we're referring here specifically to a Minchas Chote. And it has the same din as a Chatos. Ulefichach. And therefore, if it was Shalol Lishma, and Shalol Lishma in the case of a Mincha always refers to the Kmitza, when the Kemach of the Mincha is poured into his hands, his closed fist, and it comes out through his finger on the bottom, that Kmitza is the Iker part of the Karban of Mincha, and if it was done Shalol Lishma, then it's Psula. It has the same din as Chatos Shalol Lishma, which is Pasul. So too, Minchas Chote Shalol Lishma is Pasul. However, Minchas Nedava Harei hi ka'asham ulefichach kmatza shalol lishma kshera. So the halacha of minchas nedava is equal to shar kodshim, and that's according to Rabbi Shimon. And shar, what's the din of shalol lishma and shar kodshim? As we've discussed many times, it's kosher v'lo ol l'baylim l'shem chov, and that's going to be the same in a minchas nedava Shalol Lishma. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Shalol Lishma Pasul is not only a Chatos but also an Asham. So why? How do I justify this double Hekesh in the Pasul? Number one, Mincha is like a Chatos. Number two, Mincha is like an Asham. What does the equation to Asham add to what we know already from the equation to Chatos? Because Shalol Lishma is already derived from the equation between Mincha and Chatos. El Rebbe Lozal, my Hilchasa Iskish Mincha Lechatos. I'm sorry. Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Mincha Lechatos U Mincha Li Asham. Why do we need the extra equation here to an Asham? There's no difference between Chatos and Asham as far as Shalol Lishma. They're both possible. So the Gemara answers that why do we need this Hekesh? L'chi idach, for another din, dear Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon is going to establish. And that extra din is going to be derived from the Hekesh to Asham. Disnan, we have a Mishnah Menachos on Daf Chof Vav. With regard to a Mincha Shelo B'tol Kli Shares, that's normally when he does the Kmitza, the Kemach, the flour goes from his hands into a Kli Shares. And the acceptance, if you will, of the kmitza into a klisharis is parallel to kabbalas adam in zvachim. Now, in this particular case, which is being addressed by the Mishnah in Menachos, the kohen, instead of receiving the kmitza in a klisharis and then being molech it in order to pour it onto the eish, to be makir on the mizbeach, he took it with his hand and he was molech it directly onto the eish. So he did the haktara without kabbalah and klishares. The Tanakhama says psula. In such a case, the mincha is possible. Why? Because again, a mincha has four avodos that parallel the four avodos of all zvachim. There's kmitza, which replaces shchita, and then there's nesinas hakometz into a klishares, and then, which is parallel to kabbal sadam, then there's holocha, and then finally you have haktara, which is like zrika. And in this case, there was no kabbalah and a klishares, and therefore the mincha is psula. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon holds that this mincha is kshera, even though there was no kabbalas hakmitza on a klishares. In other words, Rav Shimon completely circumvents the need for being mekadesh the kometz in a klishares. Now, again, there's a long discussion about the fact that everybody agrees, Rav Shimon doesn't deny, that you need kiddush in the case of mincha in a klisharis. But that's betchilasa. That's only the original kiddush kli, not as far as the avoda is concerned, from kmitza to holocha to haktara. And in fact, the Mishnah Menachos on Daf Tzadivav says that they asked Rebbe, Zuminayin Omalehem Hareu Omer, he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Vayomer Eli Zeh Hamakom Asher Yevashlu Shom Hakohenim Es Ha'osham V'es Hachatos Asher Yofu Es HaMincha L'Bilti Hotzi El Chotzer Achitzona Mincha Dumi V'yoshem V'chatos Ma'ashem V'chatos Tunim Kli Af Mincha Nami Teuna Kli. So there is a definite rule, or shall we say principle, that applies to a mincha just like it applies to any zevach, that before the Hafrashas Komtza you need Kiddush Bekli. But now we're talking about the necessity or lack thereof of Kli post Kmitza. And what we've said is that according to the Tanakhama, this Braisa, it's an absolute requirement. He must receive the Kmitza into a Kli. But Rabbi Shimon says you can circumvent it. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda, the Braid Rabbi Chiya, my time of the Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon hold that in Menachos you don't need Kabbalah in a kli shares? Amar Kra, the Torah says, Kodesh Kadoshim hi kechatos v'cha osham. Now, the mincha is being equated here by this pasuk. The hekesh is not only to chatos, but also to osham. And chatos and osham have two different dinim that are relevant to this context. That bali ovda biyad, that if the kohen decides that he wants to be molech the kometz in his hands and take it on and pour it onto the mizbeach and be makter it from his yad without putting it in a klishares, then ovda, he does the avoda of holoch and haktara biyamin. Now, where do we get yamin from? Why does it have to be his right hand? And that's absolutely indispensable. It has to be his right hand. Ke chatos, just like in the case of zrikas adam bechatos, there's halacha of yad yamin. Wherever the Torah indicates Zrika be'etzpa, the word etzpa means Yad Yamin. And that's derived from Vayikra Yudalid, a pasuk in the parsha of Asham Mitzor. It says, V'tovel HaKoines Etzbo HaYaminis. So the word etzpa is the adjective that describes etzpa, is the right hand. And from this we learn Gzeres Shava, that whenever it says etzpa, and whenever it says kahuna, it means the Yad Yamin of the Kohen. So the Nesinas Dam, in the case of Chatos, requires Etzpa and Kohen, which means Yad Yamin. And therefore, in the absence of Yamin, the Karbon would be possible. The Zrika is invalid. And that's not true in the case of Asham, because in Asham, the Torah doesn't use the word Etzpa. And therefore, you can take the Asham, you can be Mekabel the Dam in a Kli, and then go ahead and do the Zrikas Adam. It doesn't matter one iota whether it's done b'yamin or b'smol. And this we're going to see later on in Daf Chav Dalet is actually the Shita of Rab Shimon. The Chachamim hold that once you need kahuna, then it's as if it's at Etzpan, you need yamin. But right now we're holding like Rab Shimon. We're trying to explain Rab Shimon in this Braisa. So Rab Shimon is of the opinion that there is this important distinction between Chatos and Asham in terms of the Zrikas Adam, whereas Chatos, the Zrikas Adam must be B'yamin. Asham could be either B'yamin or B'smol. Oh. So now, we want to know what to do with this equation between Mincha and Chatos, Mincha and Asham. So we said the equation between Mincha and Chatos is going to teach me the din of Shalol Lishma Pasul. That just like Chatos is unique, that Shalol Lishma Pasul is the Karban Chatos, so too Shalol Lishma in Mincha is going to Pasul the Mincha. But now the equation between Mincha and Asham is going to tell me that just like the Avoda of the Asham, the Zrikas Adam, can be done with Yad Smol, because it doesn't matter one way or the other which hand he uses, is the same thing applies with regard to a mincha. That a mincha like an asham is kshera even bismol. So now we justify the double hekesh over here. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, Reb Shimon, haikra mapikle lahachi umapikle lahachi. How can it be doresh two different dinim from one hekesh? In other words, he derives first of all the din of shalol lishma, that it passes the mincha, and also that the mincha is kosher bein biyad, bein bekli, and therefore he can use even yad smol. The pasuk is really telling you the drasha of Yehuda b'reid Rav Chiya that haktaras mincha kshera, whether it's biyad or bekli, but minchas chote, as far as the din of minchas chote, the psula shalol lishma, taimach rinahu, it's derived from a different source, chatos taima mai dechsivba, it says in the pasuk he, meaning chatos he. And Minchas Chote also, Namik Sivba, Chatos, He. And therefore, the word He tells you that it's got to be Lishma, and Shalol Lishma passes the Mincha. The Gemara now asks, well, according to Rabbanon, who hold that an Asham, Shalol Lishma's Kosher, is Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Asham Lechatos. What do we gain by equating Asham and Chatos? Because the pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Ke Chatos Ke Asham Torah Achas Lohem Lomer Lecha. The Gemara answers, Ma Chatos Teuna Smicha Af Asham Teun Smicha. So the equation between Chatos and Asham is coming to introduce the requirement of smicha. Not the way Rabbi Eliezer has it, that this equation tells you that just like Chatos Shalol Lishma is possible, so too Asham Shalol Lishma is possible. I want to add one point to clarify a discussion of Rav Shimon just before. We mentioned that Rav Shimon in the Braisa holds that in Kmitza, in Mincha, You don't need Kabbalah b'kli. You can circumvent the Kavan b'kli. And why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that since there's Allah in Asham of Yad, any Yad, and the equation, the Hekesh between Asham and between Mincha and Asham is to tell you that you can use any Yad, so that in Asham you could use any Yad for the Zrika, he could use his left hand for the Zrika, then the parallel case in Mincha would be that he uses his left hand to take the Kometz and put it onto the Eish and to be Makter it. It must be that we're talking about a case where there was no Kli. So in truth, the Hekesh between Mincha and Asham, according to Rav Shimon, is coming to tell you that you don't need a Kli, but at the same time it tells you that you don't need Yad Yamin. In other words, when we circumvent the need for a Kli in the case of a Kometz, then it goes from the Yad of the Kohen directly onto the Mizbeach. The question is which Yad, and that is derived from Asham, the equation to Asham, that it could be any Yad, it could even be Yad small. But the point here is that, and that's where the Chachamim disagreed with Rav Shimon, that you don't need, according to Rav Shimon, you don't need Kabbalah b'kli, and that's a very major breakthrough of Rav Shimon, that even though all the four avodos in Mincha parallel the four avodos in Zevach, one of which is Kabbalah, he is the exception to the rule. And on the other hand, the Chachamim, they use the Hekesh between Mincha and Chatas and Asham for something else, right? The Chachamim was saying that Asham Sheshchatu Shelo Lishmo is kosher, and the Hekesh between Mincha and Chatas, on the one hand, is to tell you that Shelo Lishma is possible, but that's in the case of a Minchas Chote, which is Minchas Chova, and the equation, on the other hand, of Mincha to Asham, is to tell you that a Minchas Nedava has the same status of an Asham, which is kosher in the case of Shelo Lishma. Again, as we said before, it's not Olo Lishem Chova, but has the same identical din as an Asham. That's according to the Chacham of Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore they don't have a free Hekesh between Mincha and Asham to teach you the din of Yad Smol, and as we said before, which means that you can circumvent the need for Kabbalah B'Kli. They're going to hold that certainly a Mincha absolutely needs a Kabbalah B'Kli Shares, and that's what we saw in the Mishnah, that the Chacham of the Mishnah say that Shelo b'kli shareis psula, the carbon is possible. Now it could also be, let's add here, that the Chachamim hold that any avoda that's called kahuna, that requires kahuna, even if it doesn't say etzpa, it needs yamin. So Asham, according to the Chachamim, like all karbonos, where you require zrika, is eino kosher ella b'yamin. Now the Mishnah goes back, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah of Yosef ben Choni. And according to Yosef ben Choni, there's a two-way street, and just like a Pesach and a Chatos, Shelo Lishma is possible, so too any Karbon that had a Machshaveh L'Shem Pesach or L'Shem Chatos is also possible. So it means Pesach Chatos in Lishma is an automatic psul, whether it means the Pesach was shechted Shelo Lishma or the Chatos Shelo Lishma, or any carbon that was shechted for the sake of a Pesach or for the sake of a Chatos is going to be psul. Now when we talk about a Shechita L'Shem Pesach and it's psul according to Yosef ben Choni, then Rashi points out back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis that we're talking about a Shechita that was done on the 14th of Nisan. So therefore, if it's L'Shem Pesach, the Pesach on the 14th of Nisan has the status of a Pesach. It's not Shlomim, but it's Pesach. And therefore, the L'Shem Pesach passels whatever carbon it is. So if I shecht the carbon Ola or a korban chatos or whatever have you on the 14th of Nisan l'shem Pesach, that passes the korban according to Yosef. Now the Gemara wants to know about the relationship between the shita of Rabbi Eliezer and that of Yosef ben Choni. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni, Rabbi Eliezer, Omru Dovar Echot. Again, we didn't get to the statement of Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa, so that's what we're about to present. So Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that if you shecht a karbon on the 14th of Nisan for the sake of a Pesach, then that karbon is posel, and if you shecht the karbon the whole year round, l'shem chatos, it's posel. But Rabba Omar, Rabba says no, you cannot equate Rabbi Eliezer with Yosef ben Choni. Zvachim acherim, if they were shechted l'shem chatos, pligi. Other zvachim that were shechted for the purpose of a chatos, that will be the subject of machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Yosef. However, in the case of a carbon that was shechted l'shem Pesach on Yudalid, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Eliezer, that the carbon the zevach is possible. However, if you shechted another carbon l'shem Chatos, that, says Rabbi, is going to be the battlefield between Yosef and Rabbi Eliezer. And now the Gemara is going to quote the Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer, about which we already have preview that Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about this Rabbi Eliezer. The Sanya Pesach Sha'ovra Shnoso, and the din is that a Pesach after a full year, so we went around through the whole calendar year, and now we're back to Erev Pesach a year later, is Shlomim. Okay, so now we have a Pesach Sha'ovra Shnoso. Now we have Ushchato Bizmano Lishmo. He went ahead and he took this last year's karbon, and he shechted on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan L'shem Pesach. This is going to be one case in which Rabbi Eliezer passels the karbon. And the reason for this is because it's Shlomim L'shem Pesach. As we said before, everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a karbon that was shechted L'shem Pesach, meaning on Erev Pesach, is posel. Now we have another case that Rabbi Eliezer passels the karbon. V'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmano. In other words, now we can generalize the principle of Rabbi Eliezer to include any zevach that was shechted l'shem Pesach. I mean, the chiddush here is in the reisha that Rabbi Eliezer says that Pesach shavar zmano, shavar shnoso, is considered shlom, and therefore it comes under the general category of other karbonos, of acherim, as we call them. And any karbon that was shechted bizman ha-Pesach, for the sake of Pesach, bi-arbosar, that's called a kavonai l'shmo l'shem Pesach, that passes the karbon. Then the Braisa records the second sheet of Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua holds that even in the case of a Pesach Shavar Shnoso, if you shechted l'shmo l'shem Pesach, it's shlomim, and therefore it's like a case of shechting shlomim l'shem Pesach. And Rabbi Yoshua is of the opinion that the status of Pesach and Chatos as the exceptions to the rule is a one-way street. It only applies Pesach shelo l'shmo. That passes the karbon, chatos shelo l'shmo, but another karbon l'shem Pesach doesn't pass the karbon. So therefore, if the Pesach Shavar Shnoso has the status of Shlomim and it was shechted for the sake of a Pesach, it's kosher. And even Pesach before Zmano, if you shechted it l'shem Pesach would be kosher, because before Zmano it has the status of Shlomim, and any carbon according to Rabbi Yeshua that was shechted l'shem Pesach is kosher. However, here we have to make a point about Akira. When we say that a Pesach changes, it undergoes a personality change, a transition from being Pesach to being Shlomim, that's only after Akira. And Akira means that when we passed Pesach, and now we're a year later, that itself, which is called Avar Zmano, that itself is an Akira, and it changes the status of the Pesach. It's Oker, it undermines the status of Pesach, makes it into Shlomim. But if we're talking Kodem Zmano, that's a whole different story, because Kodem Zmano, it's designated as a Pesach, and the presumption is that he'll shecht it on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit in the afternoon. And therefore, if you want to consider it as a different Karba, meaning as Shlomim, then you need an Akira, you need an active action to undermine its status as a Pesach and transform it into a carbon shlum. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, now in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Eliezer with a Kal V'Chomer in order to prove his point. Now, let's see if we can decipher this Kal V'Chomer and how Rabbi Eliezer is going to argue against this Kal V'Chomer. He says the following: Im b'shar yemos hashana she'eino kosher lishmo. Right, at Pesach, the Torah says about Korban Pesach in Vayikra Perikov Gimel Parshas Emor, it says, Bar Basar Lechodesh Bein Arbayim Pesach Lashem. And what that means is that you have to have a Pesach Lashem. It's got to be Lashem Pesach. And that's why Lishma is an absolute indispensable requirement with regard to a Korban Pesach in order to make that Korban into a kosher Korban Pesach. However, what about the case of B'shar Yemos Hashana? There, the opposite is true. Whereas Bizmano Pesach has to be Lishma, in the case, and if it's not, it's Pasul. The reverse is true, B'shar Yemos Hashana, that Lishma is a negative factor, and it invalidates the Korban. Why? Because according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's also the Shita of Yosef and our Mishnah, here there's definitely a commonality between the two, any Korban that's brought L'shem Pesach is Pasul. Because the Kavanas L'shma L'shem Pesach is Pasul. And that's true for any Korban. So even though B'shar Yemos Hashana may have the status of a Korban Shlomim, but nevertheless, it's a L'shma L'shem Pesach. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Pasul's the Korban. Now let's talk about Pesach Bizmano. It's kosher if the zvichu is done lishma. Is eno din sheyichsheru acherim lishma? So the logic of the Kal V'Chomer is that in Pesach B'shar Yemos Hashana, that if it was shechted for the sake of a Pesach, it should be pasul. Then how much more so that Acherim, any other Korban that was brought Lishmo, for the sake of a Korban Pesach, Bizmana Pesach, should certainly be kosher. The thrust of Rabbi Yeshua's Kal V'Chomer's argument against Rabbi Eliezer is the following. Rabbi Eliezer has to agree, nobody denies, that if you had if you had a machshava for any zevach during Shaar Yemos Hashana L'Shem Pesach, that would not passel it, because that's not called a psul of L'Shem Pesach. Now, if that be the case, then let's think about the machshava L'Shem Pesach, and let's analyze it. Says Rabbi Yeshua, if you have a Pesach b'Shaar Yemos Hashana, a machshava L'Shem Pesach is possible, because the Torah says that dafka bizmano a machshava should be L'Shem Pesach. And again, we're not going to go into the principle called Shana Lava Kosov Liaka, but it means that the rest of the year a machshava on a Pesach L'Shem Pesach is a psul. Is therefore, how could you, Rabbi Eliezer, maintain the position that a achirim l'shem Pesach bizmano is possible? Bizmano, the machshava l'shem Pesach is a machshava hamachshira lehechsher, not lipsul. So that if on Shaar Yemos Hashana a machshava l'shem Pesach is possible in the case of a korban Pesach, and yet you yourself, Rabbi Eliezer, agree that achirim l'shem Pesach b'Shaar Yemos Hashana is kosher, because that's not called l'shem Pesach, that's not machshava l'shem Pesach. Now, if we talk about bizmano, then the machshav of L'Shem Pesach is a machshir. So certainly, achirim L'Shem Pesach should be kosher. Because we saw in the case of achirim, when we had, during the rest of the year, a machshav of L'Shem Pesach, it was kosher. So therefore, if on the time of Pesach, meaning on Yudalit in the afternoon, if you had a machshava l'shem Pesach, certainly achirim should be kosher. Why? Because the machshava at that point in time, bizmano, is l'shem Pesach, is a positive machshava. And if it's a positive machshava, then how could you passel the korban when achirim have a l'shem Pesach bizmano? You yourself agree that in the case of achirim L'Shem Pesach Shalom Bizmano, it's kosher. So you see that a machshava L'Shem Pesach in Shalom Bizmano is kosher. How much more so should be a machshava L'Shem Pesach Bizmano should certainly be kosher, because during its Zman a machshava L'Shem Pesach is a positive thing. Now B'Shaar Yemos Hashana L'Shem Pesach is possible. But that's only with regard to a Korban Pesach itself, right? Because achirim, you agree, other korbanos would be kosher l'shem Pesach b'Shaar Yemos Hashana. So you see that we're even more lenient with regard to achirim with this machshava l'shem Pesach than we are with regard to a Pesach l'shem Pesach, because Pesach l'Shaar Yemos Hashana l'shem Pesach is possible. And achirim l'shem Pesach b'Shaar Yemos Hashana is kosher, and that's something that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to. So you see that we're more mekil in achirim than we are in a korban Pesach. Then when we get to zmano, and the kavana of the machshava l'shem Pesach b'zmano is certainly a positive thing, and here even in Pesach it's a machshir, then how much more so should it be machshir in the case of achirim? When the achirim had a machshava l'shem Pesach during the time of Pesach. If it wasn't the time of Pesach, then we'd be more mekel in achirim than in Pesach. In bizmano, in Pesach itself, where we would normally be machmir, the machshava l'shem Pesach is fakir, is the right kavanah to be have. So in Pesach, we're going to be machmir for a kavana, if it's shari mos hashanah for kavana l'shem Pesach, but in acherim the shari mos hashanah will be mekil, then how much more so should the machshav l'shem Pesach bizmano be a positive thing? Again, I'm not saying that the approach of Rabbi Yeshua is what you call an intuitively logical approach, but certainly within the confines and the rules and regulations that govern Kal Vachomer, he has a valid Kal Vachomer. Because we see that as far as Acherim are concerned, with a Machshav L'Shem Pesach, we're more Mekil than a Pesach L'Shem Pesach. That's in Shar Yemos HaShonah. And therefore, if in Pesach, in a Korban Pesach itself, we're going to be a Machshir, I'm talking about Bizmano L'Shem Pesach, then how much more so should Acherim L'Shem Pesach be? Because Acherim, in terms of, again, if your issue is a Machshaves L'Shem Pesach, Acherim is more Mekil than the Pesach itself. And that we've proven from Shari Yemos HaShonah, that a Pesach for Shari Yemos HaShonah is L'Shem Pesach, is a puzzle, it's an unacceptable Machshav. Whereas for Acherim L'Shem Pesach B'Shari Yemos HaShonah is not a posel. So we're more Mekil with Acherim within the context of Machshav L'Shem Pesach than we are with regard to Pesach itself. So how much more so Bizmano, where even with regard to Pesach L'Shem Pesach is a positive Kavana, certainly that would be a kosher Machshava for Acherim. Because we've already proven that in Acherim we're more Mekil than we are in Pesach. So if in Pesach we're being Mekil, and Machshavas L'Shem Pesach is Machshir Bizmano, then certainly Bizmano, as far as Acherim is concerned, Machshav L'Shem Pesach should be a Machshir. Again, I don't claim it's intuitively logical, because you could always object and say, well, you know what, Machshav L'Shem Pesach on a Bizmano is exactly the Machshav that the Torah prescribes. That's what you need because it is a Pesach. But Acherim L'Shem Pesach, that's a whole different story. But again, we're stripping the halacha of any sort of a human logic here, and we're just working and operating within the technical rules of comparing halachas in the context of a Kal Vachomer. And we're more Mekil in Acherim when it's L'Shem Pesach than we are in Pesach L'Shem Pesach. Certainly Bizmano, where in Pesach itself it's a Machshir, then for Acherim it couldn't possibly be a Posel. Omalo Rabbi Elezer, Ochiluf Advarim. If you're coming to Darshan that kind of a Kal Vachomer, I can present a Kal Vachomer in a different way, which even you, Rabbi Yeshua, would have to agree is unacceptable. Because again, one thing that Rabbi Yeshua accepts, Lechumra, Lifsol, would be a Pesach Bizmano Shelo Lishma. That we know. Nobody questions that. And I'm going to prove to you with your logic with Kal Vachomer that we're going to come to the odd conclusion, which is not tenable, that a Pesach Bizmano Shelo Lishma would be kosher. That's impossible. Let's see the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im B'Shar Yemos HaShonah She'eino Kosher L'Shmo. If you have a Korban Pesach B'Shar Yemos HaShonah, then a Machshav L'Shem Pesach passels the Korban. And nevertheless Kosher Hu L'Shem Acherim, meaning if the Pesach was B'Shar Yemos HaShonah and it would be possible L'Shem Pesach, but yet it would be kosher L'Shem Acherim, insofar as we fall back into the general halacha of Shelo Lishma in Shar Karbonos is kosher, and Pesach B'Shar Yemos HaShonah is like Shar Karbonos, is Bizmano Shu kosher L'Shmo Eino Din Sheyukshar L'Shem Acherim. If you're saying that that Bizmano, a Korban Pesach is kosher Lishmo, certainly it should be kosher when it's L'Shem Acherim. In other words, let's take before you were analyzing, Rabbi Shua, the Machshava of L'Shem Pesach. Let's take a different Machshava, and let's put into the lab and the microscope an analysis of a Machshava L'Shem Acherim. Okay, so we find the following, that there's a great kula in L'shem Acherim. Why? Because of Pesach, during Shayimos Hashana, will be salvaged by a Machshava L'shem Acherim. Machshava L'shem Acherim becomes a Machshava L'hechsher. So now, Bizmano, where the Machshava L'shem Pesach, that same Machshava which would have passed the carbon Pesach B'Shayimos Hashana, now becomes a Machshir, how much more so that the Machshava L'shem Acherim should be a Machshir. And then we come to the absurd, untenable position that Yuchshar Pesach Be'arbasa Shalol L'shmo. And that the Kachat Omer, that's a rhetorical question. Can you maintain that position? Everybody agrees to the Allah that Pesach Bizmano requires a Shechita L'shmo. And that's what we had on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, if you remember the drushes that prove that Pesach requires Lishma. Now Rabbi Elezer takes it even a step further. He says, Mali Huchsheru Acherim Bishar Yemos Hashana Lishmo Shekein Hukosher Lishem Acherim is v'yuchsheru acherim bizmano l'shmo shekein hu posel l'shem acherim. In other words, I have another logical reason to reject your kal v'chomer, says Rabbi Eliezer, because huchsheru zvachim acherim l'shem Pesach, the machshava of l'shem Pesach is Huchsheru, and I assume he means Bisharyam. Oh yeah, he spells it out. That's only Bisharyamos Hashana. So in other words, the Machshava L'shem Pesach is not a posel Bisharyamos Hashana. And the reason for that is Shekein Hu Kosher L'shem Acherim. In other words, that if a machshav of shalol l'shma is not a posel in all karbonos, and a machshav l'shem Pesach b'shayimos hashon is not a posel, is then shall we say that yuchsheru acherim bizmano l'shmo? You're going to come to the conclusion now that other karbonos during the zman of Pesach are going to be kosher l'shmo. Shekein hu posel l'shem acherim. The Pesach itself would be posel l'shem acherim. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to derive the conclusion that acherim l'shmo, bizmano, should be kosher. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua im kein, if your logic is correct, that other karbonos that was shechted l'shem Pesach bizmano apostle, that's what we call the two-way street, and that was the shita of Yosef in our Mishnah, is then horata koach Pesach v'nasata koach bishlomim. In a comparative analysis between Pesach and shlomim, you are in a sense reducing or lowering the status of the psul of shalol l'shmo of Pesach, right? In Korban Pesach, we all agree that there's a psul of shalol l'shmo, and you're giving a certain koach to this same psul in shlomim more than in Pesach, because according to your logic, Rabbi Eliezer, b'chol yemos hashana, which is called Shlomim, it's the Zman Shlomim of Pesach, is Pesach Hanishchat Lishmo Kosher. And then when we get to our boss, our Benisan, which is the Zman of Pesach, Shlomim Shenichshat Lishmo Apsulim. So it comes out that you are more Machmin of Machshava Shalol Lishmo in Shlomim than you are in Pesach. Let's go over that one more time. So Rabbi Yeshua's arguing that we know that the Torah is more machmir in the din of shalol l'shmo of Pesach more than in Shar Zvachim, right? Because Pesach shenizbach shalol l'shmo is possible. in other zvachim, shalol lishma is kosher. So we're more machmir in terms of shalol lishma and Pesach. Now it comes out according to your logic, that the Torah is being more machmir in the machsheva shalol lishma and shlomim more than Pesach, and that's counter halachic. It's against the halachic principles here, because the Torah is more machmir in shalol lishma and Pesach than it is in shlomim. According to you, it comes out just the opposite, that there's more of a chumra of shalol lishma and shlomim than in Pesach, because according to you, in kol yimos hashana, if the Pesach was nishchat l'shem Pesach, it would be kosher. Whereas on our basar b'nisan, which is the time for Pesach, if shlomim was shechted l'shem Pesach, it's possible. So it's very odd that you have a chumra in a machsheves shalol lishma and shlomim, which doesn't parallel Pesach, because the machsheva of a Korban Pesach the whole year round, if it was l'shem Pesach, would be kosher. How could that be? How can you say that the whole year round a Pesach l'shem Pesach is kosher, and yet as far as shlomim is concerned, l'shem Pesach in Zmano, it would be possible? So machsheva shalol lishma and shlomim now becomes more machmir than a machsheva shalol lishma and Pesach. That's against halacha. The halacha is we're more machmir in shalol lishma and Pesach than we are in shlomim. So again, just to point out, in the logical argument of Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lezer, how does he prove that we're being more machmir with a machsheva shalol lishma and Pesach than we are in shlomim than we are in Pesach? And the answer is because, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, b'chol yimos hashana, when the Pesach is considered like shlomim, then if it was shechted l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. So then a Pesach l'shem shlomim is kosher the whole year round, and that's a kula. And yet shlomim l'shem Pesach on Yudal, it is possible. So you're being more machmir in shlomim than you are in Pesach. Chazer Rabbi Loza v'dono. Rabbi Loza went back and he sort of reevaluated the psul of Shar Zvachim shenizbuchu l'shem Pesach bizmano din acher, and he came up with a different logical progression that would lead to that conclusion, that Shar Zvachim l'shem Pesach is posel. Shekein, because matzinu mosar Pesach boshlomit. So, for example, over shnosa or over zmano, or let's say they brought a different Pesach, so he's left with a Korban Pesach that cannot be used. That's called mosar Pesach, and we could be makriv a mosar Pesach as shlomim. Again, exactly what dinim apply here in this case, we're not sure. But basically the hakrava of the karma will be that of shlomim, with all the dinim of shlomim. And v'ein mosar shlomim bo Pesach. But the reverse is not true. If you have an extra karban shlomim with nothing to do with it, you cannot bring it as a Pesach. So now we can apply a kal v'chomer. Uma Pesach shemosoro bo shlomim, nevertheless shchato bizmano l'shum shlomim posul. Ishlomim she'ein mosoron ba Pesach im shachtum l'shem Pesach v'zmano ein odin shiyu psolim. So in other words, if you have the lishma in the opposite direction, for example, if you have a shchita bizmano of Pesach l'shem shlomim it's posul, then in the reverse case, if you have shlomim l'shem Pesach in the case of zmano, it should be posul. Right, because Pesach l'shem shlomim is posel, then therefore shlom l'shem Pesach should certainly be posel. And what's the certainly? Where's the kal v'chomer here? Because we find, with regard to mosar, that a mosar Pesach could come as shlomim. You don't find that mosar shlomim could come as Pesach. There's no such din. So you see that if we're going to compare Pesach to Shlomim, you know, there's a lot more leniency here in Pesach than there is in Shlomim. Because Mosar Pesach could come Shlomim, not the reverse. So therefore, in the case of Pesach Bizmano, that was Shechtel L'Shem Shlomim is possible, how much more so are we going to be Machmir in Shlomim L'Shem Pesach? Which means L'Shem Pesach Bizmano. And that's the conclusion of Rabbi Eliezer, that Shar Karbonos, meaning Shlomim Bizmana Pesach, is certainly L'Shem Pesach is possible. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer's argument. He says, Matzinu Mosar Chatos Ba Ola. Like, let's say, for example, he was Mafrish Mos and designated them for a Chatos. And then he went ahead and he purchased a Karbon Chatos. And he was left with some extra change. Or, for example, let's say the case that we discussed many times where he was Mafrish two Chatos, such that he has a Chrayus, a fallback position, that if one Karbon is lost, he'll have a replacement carbon already prepared. He was mocked with the first one. What does he do with the second one? That's called Mosar Chatos. And the din is, it becomes an Ola. And you can bring a carbon adava of the Tzibur, which is called Ola L'Keitz HaMizbeach. And that's going to mess up your logic, Rabbi Eliezer, because V'ein Mosar Ola Bochatos. It doesn't work in the reverse. If you have a Mosar Ola, you know, an extra Ola floating around, you can't bring it as a Karbon Chatos. Now, according to your logic, Rabbi Eliezer, is Ola L'Shem Chatos now should come under a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Chatos Shemosoro Ba'Ola. Nevertheless, shchatol l'shem ola psula. We know that a chatos requires lishma, and if it's shalol lishma, it's posel. So a chatos l'shem ola is posel, even though, again, chatos has a certain affinity or relationship to ola. In the case of mosar chatos, which is ba ola, is then ola she'ein mosar ba chatos, that a ola sort of repels a chatos, and it's mosar can never become a chatos, is how much more so shchatol shem chatos eino din she'tehe psula. Meaning, if a chatos l'shem ola is psula, then how much more so an ola l'shem chatos should be psula, according to your logic. Omer lo Rabbi Lezer, lo. That's not a proof. You can't invoke the case of Shar Zvachim that was shechted l'shem chatos for the case of Zvachim, of Shar Zvachim that was shechted l'shem Pesach. You know, you're comparing apples and oranges. Ima marta b'chatos, where any other carbon that was shechted for the sake of chatos is kosher. And here's where Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Yosef in our Mishnah, because he holds that other karbonos l'shem chatos does not pass the karbon. And that's because shekein k'shera l'shma kol hashana kula, because the entire year a chatos is k'shera, so that if another zevach he had a machshava l'shem chatos, that's not an invalid machshava. You know, to have a machshava l'shem Pesach the whole year round, that's an invalid machshava, because there is no such thing as a Pesach b'shar yemos hashana. But chatos is a full year annual thing, so therefore machshava l'shem chatos doesn't passel. V'tomar, now if you'll say that Pesach she'eino kosher l'shmo el bizmano, that we require a lishma in Pesach, but that's only bizmana, but b'shar yemos hashana, that is not a valid machshava. Hol vu pasul lishmo, because shalo bizmano, there's a psul of l'shem Pesach. If you take a Pesach and you shecht it lishmo, it's pasul the whole year round, right? Is didu she pasulu acherim lishmo, if others were shechted lizmano. Now at this point, Rabbi Eliezer does not respond to Rabbi Yoshua that other zvachim that was shechtu l'shem chatas are psulim, and Rava invokes this dialogue here to prove that Rabbi Eliezer only accepted Yossi ben Choni with regard to other korbanos l'shem Pesach, but he accepts the position of Rabbi Yoshua with regard to other korbanos l'shem chatas. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, goes back to the beginning of Rabbi Eliezer's words, and at the beginning Rabbi Eliezer said that v'chiyuch sheru acherim bizmano l'shmo, meaning that there's a psul shekeinu pasul l'shem acherim. In other words, the fundamental logic of Rabbi Eliezer as he presents it at the beginning is that if there's a shinui between Pesach and Shaar Zvachim as a psul, then we should not be mechalik between Pesach l'shem Shlomim or Shlomim l'shem Pesach. And therefore, if that logic is correct, then we should pasul an ola l'shem chatos, just the same way that we pasul a chatos l'shem ola. So again, just to analyze Rabbi Yochanan's thinking in the context of Rabbi Eliezer, he understands that Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of Pesach, went in both directions. That just like Acherim, I'm sorry, just like Pesach l'shem Acherim is possible, so to Acherim l'shem Pesach. Now these words here, she'im shinui, Shebein Pesach l'shar zvachim posel. I think what he means by shinui is if that he had in mind that the Pesach should be l'shem acherim, it's posel. Therefore, when we say Pesach l'shem shlom is posel, we should say shlom l'shem Pesach is posel. And if we take that logical, rigorous thinking and those are the regulations, then we should apply them to the case of Ola l'shem Chatos. That just like Chatos l'shem Ola is clearly possible, and nobody denies that, so in the reverse, Ola l'shem Chatos should also be possible. And then there's an absolute equation between Rabbi Eliezer and Yossi ben Choni in our Mishnah. And that which Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yoshua at the end of this dialogue, that this difference between Pesach and Chatos, that's only within the context of Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, meaning if I'm on the turf of Rabbi Yoshua and I'm arguing with his logic, that's what I'm going to say. But he himself, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitoso, would not accept any distinction between Pesach and Chatos. So just to summarize as we end the Shiat for today, what we're saying is that there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava as to how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rava, Rabbi Eliezer is really a hybrid Shita, somewhere between Yossi ben Choni on the one extreme and Rabbi Yeshua on the other extreme. Whereas Yossi ben Choni says that a machshava of any karbon l'shem Pesach, and for that matter of any karbon l'shem Chatos is posul, Rabbi Yeshua's machshir. And now we have the middle Shita according to Rava of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer accepts Yossi ben Choni as far as a machshav l'shem Pesach, and any karbon that was shechtu l'shem Pesach is posul. But he disagrees and accepts here Rabbi Yeshua, he's on Rabbi Yeshua's turf, in shar karbonos l'shem Chatos. For example, if he had an only added mind l'shem Chatos, then the karbon would be kosher. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we identify Rabbi Eliezer in Gansen completely with the sheet of Yossi ben Choni, and to the same extent a machshav of any karbon l'shem Pesach is possible, so too a machshav l'shem Chatos is possible. So here's where we're going to stop. If you please make a note of it, we're up to on Daf Yud Aleph Amin Beis, Shimon Achi Azaria, which is about, 10 lines down from the top of the page.